So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia. Buenas noches. Volvemos a juntarnos a las puertas del Underground Garage, como cada domingo. Yo soy Carlos Medina y lo hacemos con motivo de la celebración de uno de los grandes festivales de la historia de la música. Resulta que el pasado viernes se cumplían 50 años del Monterrey International Pop Festival. Entraremos enseguida con ello. Pero antes, vamos a darle la bienvenida a nuestro maestro de ceremonias. Recibimos, vestido de gala, cómo no, a Little Steven, y lo hacemos con música. Una de las bandas que se subieron al escenario del Monterrey fueron Eric Burdon and the Animals. Tal fue la impresión que se llevó Eric Burdon del festival que acabaría componiendo una canción al respecto. Eric Burdon, Monterrey. Comienza el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Buenas noches.
Some of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, it did. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Young God smiled upon the crowd. Their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion was being born down in Monterey. The birds and the airplane did fly. Oh, Ravi Shankar's music made me cry. The hoop exploded into violent light. Hugh Masekela's music was black as night. The grateful dead blew everybody's mind. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah, His Majesty Prince Jones smiled. Moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie down in Monterey.
Welcome to our celebration of the Monterey International Pop Festival, held June 16th, 17th, and 18th, 1967. We're going to be telling the story over the next couple of breaks, and a very cool story it is.
It all started at Alan Pariser's house, where everybody used to hang out because he had the best speakers. So there's Jim Dixon, manager of the Byrds, and one of the most important cats in rock and roll history because he was 100% responsible for bringing together Bob Dylan with the Byrds, an event equaled perhaps only by Andrew Luke Oldham bringing the Beatles and a Beatles song to the Rolling Stones at a critical moment. But I digress. So Jim Dixon had just produced a concert for Alan, and you, Masekela, is there, and he says, that was so cool, you ought to do another one. All right, says Alan. How about we go to Tijuana? I got a better idea, says Jim, picturing 10,000 busts at the border. How about we call Benny Shapiro, who just did a folk festival at Monterey? And that's what they do. And they get Derek Taylor, former Beatles press officer, and they hire Ravi Shankar as their first act. Now they reach out to Lou Adler for the Mamas and Papas, and Lou and John Phillips from the group and Derek Taylor all start talking about how cool this idea is. And because of Monterey's reputation with the jazz festival, this could bring a whole new credibility to this very vague and fragmented, newly created rock community. For whatever reason, Benny decides he wants out, so Adler and Phillips, along with Johnny Rivers, Terry Melcher, and Paul Simon, buy him out for $10,000 apiece. Later, Bill Graham would also contribute, and Lou Adler and John Phillips become the producers, with Michelle Phillips, who should have been credited as well. With 6 weeks from conception to showtime, it immediately became obvious they did not have the advance money for more groups, so Lou and John suggested a charity concert and have everybody play for free. They put together a very impressive board of governors, Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, Paul Simon, Andrew Oldham, Donovan, Smokey Robinson, Roger McGuinn, Michelle Phillips, Brian Wilson, and now all the LA producers had to do was convince the San Francisco bands that they could be trusted. Not an easy task.
Talk out of their heads. I'm a one. Ooh. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. I wanna call a seven son. Sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm the one to call the seventh son. Seven son. I'm the one, the one they call the seven son.
You ever been to 11?
No.
I think it's gonna be like Easter and Christmas and New Year's and your birthday all together, you know, hearing all the different bands, you know. Just like I've heard a lot of them, but all at the same time, it's just gonna be too much. I mean, the vibrations are just gonna be flowing everywhere.
If you wanna fight, let's fight. If you should know I'm bringing an army. If you wanna fight, let's fight. If you should know I'm bringing an army. I could tell you wanna tear my temple down. What is a broken illusion in the shape of a crown? You should ask yourself why. I know you won't make a sound. If you want to fight, let's fight. But you should know I'm bringing an army. If you want to fight, let's fight. But you should know I'm bringing an army. So you say that I'm
introduce you to an act from England who have been passed by slightly in America, but they won't be after this. And this is a group that will destroy you completely in more way than one. This is The Who, this one.
I used to wake up in the morning. I used to feel so bad. I
got so sick of having sleepless nights. I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something that stuck them on my wall. And now my nights seem quite so lonely. In fact, I don't feel bad at all. Pictures of Lily, Lily, oh Lily, Lily, oh Lily. Pictures of Lily. And then one day things weren't quite so fine. I fell in love with Lily. I asked my dad, well, Lily, sleep at night.
We started our celebration of the second rock festival, like ever, Monterey Pop, with Eric Burden's Monterey. No animals in sight by then, but a cool band, and produced by the very cool Tom Wilson. The Byrds laid out the difference between San Francisco and Los Angeles with So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, their fourth album, Younger Than Yesterday. Mr. McGuinn, still credited as Jim at that time, co-writing with bass player Chris Hillman and produced by Gary Usher. Johnny Rivers covering Willie Dixon's Seventh Son, first recorded by Willie Maybaum for Chess Records in 1955. Johnny's was 10 years later, went all the way to number 7. Strength in Numbers, Ryan Hamilton and the Traitors out of Fort Worth. The album is The Devil's in the Details. Ryan wrote this track. Dave Draper produced it. Get it from RyanHamiltonAndTheTraitors.com. And Pictures of Lily with The Who, 1967. It would come out on the Magic Bus compilation, written by the great Pete Townsend and produced by Kit Lambert. Monterey was like The Who's second gig in America or something like that. After the Murray the K shows at the Brooklyn Fox. You Got It Going On, Cheap Trick, their new album, We're All Right. The band wrote this track, produced it with Julian Raymond. Get it from CheapTrick.com. We'll be back with the main event, Los Angeles versus San Francisco.
Sigues en Rock FM celebrando en el Underground Garage los 50 años del Monterrey International Pop Festival. Tres personas gestaron la idea de promocionar y lanzar el que está considerado como uno de los festivales más potentes de la historia. El productor Lou Adler, John Phillips, líder de The Mamas and the Papas, y Alan Parisier. Tardaron en planear el evento unas 7 semanas y para ello John Phillips compuso la canción San Francisco que, interpretada por Scott McKenzie, acabó convirtiéndose más en un himno de la contracultura que en aquel reclamo del festival. La localización del festival, por cierto, fue Monterrey, en California, donde ya se venían celebrando festivales como el Festival de Jazz de Monterrey o el Festival de Folk Big Sur. Se calcula que asistieron unas 50.000 personas de media, y es que las cifras se sitúan más o menos entre 23.000 y 90.000 personas. La zona del escenario, que tenía una capacidad estimada de 7.000 personas, llegó albergar, según se calcula también, unas 8.500. Sin embargo, el grueso de la gente que pasó por allí lo hacía por los alrededores del recinto. Muchos artistas de renombre se subieron al escenario del Monterrey. Entraremos en detalle ahora. De momento, casi mejor que sea Little Steven quien siga con ello. Por cierto, ¿sería él uno de los asistentes? Dale, maestro.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage celebration of Monterey Pop. In the background, you hear the master, Ravi Shankar, who played Sunday afternoon all by himself. He was the whole show that afternoon. And he made everybody stop smoking for the 2 or 3 hours he was on. I think that was about 3 songs. So back to the story. L.A., Los Angeles in the 60s, rightly or wrongly, had the reputation of being the slick business first status quo showbiz hype part of the music world, where San Francisco was the emerging hippie Eastern philosophy, organic, granola, drug-taken, regular guy look movement. It was just like being born, but it was the hippest thing happening, and it was essential for LA to include the San Francisco scene to have a successful festival, you know. So from the start, the Grateful Dead, the Jefferson Airplane, Big Brother and a holding company, Country Joe, and all their managers and everybody considered the L.A. producers as invaders, exploiters, and representatives of a record industry they philosophically, at least, didn't want any part of. Writer Richard Goldstein wrote the 400-mile journey from L.A. to Frisco in 67 marked the difference between a neon wasteland and the most important underground in the nation.
Fortunately for history, Lou Adler had some believers to go to bat for him. One was Ralph Gleason, respected San Francisco Chronicle jazz critic, who would soon help Jan Wenner launch Rolling Stone magazine. One was Bill Graham, promoter of the Fillmore, who constantly walked the line between business and hippie philosophy. Derek Taylor was another important one, as was Andrew Oldham, both of whom everybody liked, and David Crosby helped out because he was friendly with both sides. As Chronicle journalist Joel Selvin has said, the tenuous accord between L.A. and Frisco was one of the factors that made Monterey so fascinating. In other words, the tension that had the Dead planning an alternative festival right up until the last minute would turn into excitement and relief and revelation as the festival's advertised love, flowers, and music actually happened without an arrest or casualty. Paraphrasing Country Joe McDonald sums it up. The LA entertainment industry made Monterey a total ethical sellout of everything we dreamed of. Something we desperately needed because we were totally isolated.
Her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic fantastic lover.
Things came to a head eventually in California, in Monterey. And in Monterey, we decided to hold a festival and celebrate all that was being achieved. The idea was to spread music and love and peace and turn everyone on, turn them on to the good life and the colorful life, to give money away as fast as we could, because we seemed to have plenty of money. If we wanted 100,000 flowers flown in especially from Hawaii, we did. It seemed a good idea at the time.
My eyes look too much. change the rain cloud into flowers. And I can see that you're afraid. You think it's some kind of mistake that you made. Well, let me set your heart at ease.
Love you all, man, because this is very groovy, man. Monterey is very groovy, man. This is something, man. This is our generation, man. All you people, we're all together, man. It's groovy. And dig yourselves, because it's really groovy.
Try to tell you I'm wanting. Try for me, babe. These words are part of This is D.A. Pennybaker, director of the Monterey Pop Festival film, and we're celebrating the Monterey Pop Festival this week with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
From across the room, I want to ask her why she looks so sad. She began to cry. I said, wipe your eyes. Wipe your eyes and talk to me. Can't be so bad. I know they're gonna get better. Can't you see me? I wanna talk to you. Can't you see me? I wanna talk to you. I'm not trying to take advantage of you. I see you're down. Is there anything I can do? Wipe your eyes and talk to me. Can't be so bad. They're gonna get better. Can't you see me? Can't you see me here? I wanna talk to you.
Started that set with San Francisco's Jefferson Airplane. They would be the signature archetype San Francisco band. Plastic Fantastic Lover was from their second album, Surrealistic Pillow, one of the half a dozen albums or so that would define the Summer of Love. Marty Balin started the band. He wrote that one. He needed a house band at his club, The Matrix. I think Bruce played there, actually, with Steel Mill before I joined the band. Jack Cassidy, one of the greatest bass players in history, in Jefferson Airplane. One of the four or five, along with The Who's Entwistle and Cream's Jack Bruce, Paul McCartney. He's in that league, man. John Stacks with Pretty Things. I Don't Like You, from The Regrets. Brand new out of Eagle Rock, California. Lydia Knight singing and writing that. Mike Elizondo producing. Get it from theregrets.com, R-E-G-R-E-T-T-E-S. Al Cooper would write and sing No Time Like the Right Time with the Blues Project. Blues Project and Paul Butterfield Blues Band, who we'll get to in a minute, the two most influential American bands anyway, as far as blues went for us young white kids. The Dolly Rots, brand new Babbling Idiot, from their sixth album, Whiplash Splash, produced by John Fields and the band. Get it from thedollyrots.com. And Moby Grape from their second album, Wow, 68, Can't Be So Bad, written by their great guitar player, Jerry Miller, and drummer Don Stevenson, and produced by David Rubinson. We will be back with why and how this crazy festival got filmed.
Estás escuchando Little Steven's Underground Garage en Rock FM.
Somos Rock FM.
Estás en el Underground Garage de Little Steven despidiendo el fin de semana en Rock FM. Esta noche recordamos y celebramos el 50 aniversario del Monterrey Pop Festival de 1967, un festival que fue muy importante para algunos de los grandes artistas de la historia del rock. Por ejemplo, para Janis Joplin fue su gran puesta de largo ante una audiencia tan multitudinaria, en este caso con la Big Brother and the Holding Company. The Jimi Hendrix Experience ofrecieron una actuación que quedó para siempre en el imaginario del rock. Hendrix quemando su guitarra encima del escenario. Una que se subastó, pero que no era la original, ya que Hendrix cambió la guitarra con la que tocó en el festival por otra para montar el número. Por cierto, esto de destrozar su instrumento se lo agenció Hendrix de Pete Townshend, guitarrista de los Who, que también anduvieron por ahí, los Who. tuvieron una noche también muy especial. Salieron con todo, ya que aunque eran bien conocidos en el Reino Unido, el Festival de Monterrey suponía para ellos su presentación en Estados Unidos. Y triunfaron, vaya que se lo hicieron. Otros que se subieron al escenario fueron Eric Burdon and the Animals, que comenzábamos con ellos, Otis Redding, de Mamas and the Papas, y Ravi Shankar, entre otros muchos. Vaya lujo de cartel. Dale, maestro.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage celebration of Monterey Pop. The only reason they got filmed, by the way, is because they needed the bread. And in the 11th hour, Tom Moore, nice guy, president of ABC, bought it as a TV movie of the week. So Lou Adler and John Phillips go out and hire D.A. Pennybaker. A very good move. The legendary documentary cat who had done Don't Look Back, one of the most incredible films of all time. If you haven't seen that, go get it right now. The funny part is, when Tom Moore and ABC saw Jimi Hendrix licking his guitar and setting it on fire, they gave them the film back. Said, you can have it. Get out of here, quick, before our stockholders see this. Yeah, well, it never did Woodstock-type numbers, but the Monterey Foundation has continued to generate funds for various good causes, such as the L.A. Free Clinic, the R&B Foundation, Artists Hospital bills, earthquake relief funds, and scholarships. Lots of good things, so there was a very early case of the money getting to where it was supposed to go. We salute you, Lou Adler, and everybody else involved for making sure that happened.
Sitting alone in a railroad station, search my mind for an explanation. Where did my baby go? Where did my baby go? Chicken man, did you see my woman? Got green eyes and long hair that's gold. Where did my baby go? Baby, go.
The salary of sin is the price to pay.
Peter Albin of Big Brother and the Holy Company, and if the music is grooving and the vibe is happening, then you must be listening to Little Steven spinning the coolest rock songs ever recorded in the underground garage.
Can. Honey, you know I did. And each time I tell myself that I, when I think I've had enough, but when I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can't be tough. I want you to come on, come on, come on, come on, and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Break it. Take another little bit of my heart now. Streets looking good, and baby, deep down in your heart, I guess you know that it ain't right. Now, but now. You feel good.
Coming up to bat. Must be an easy out. Why, it's Jerry. They don't know he has a new habit, do they? They'll find out. Wow. Now who's the easy out? Not Jerry. He's a real hitter with his new habit.
Final frontier, man. These are the voyages of the hip Starship Enterprise.
Captain, permission to beam Lawrence Ferlinghetti aboard.
Permission like granite. Where are we headed, man?
To, like, the planet Bungo.
Oh,
started with Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Where Did My Baby Go? Fifth album, Keep On Moving, written and produced by the great Jerry Ragavoy. We got a Jerry Ragavoy double play in this set. Stupidity with OK from their latest best of 10 years of Stupidity. The band wrote it. Patricio Cabuces produced it. Get it from stupidity.se. Peace of My Heart, written by the unbelievable writing team of Burt Burns and Jerry Ragavoy, two of the greatest writers in the world separately, and originally done by Irma Franklin, Big Brother and Holding Company, out of Frisco, lead singer Janis Joplin coming from Texas. Clive Davis would sign them from the festival and put them out on Columbia. Cheap Thrills would go all the way to number one. Get Away From Me, The Dogs, their fourth album, Death by Drowning, out now. Singer and guitar player Christopher and Mads wrote it. The band produced it. Get it from thedogs.no. And complete and unbelievable Otis Redding's Dictionary of Soul would include Day Tripper. It was wonderful the way soul music hung right in there during the entire rock and roll revolution, every step of the way in the 60s. And we'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week.
Hablando de tantos clasicazos que pasaron por el Monterrey Pop Festival, casi se nos pasa el nuestro propio, el que disfrutamos juntos cada domingo en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Vamos a escuchar la música que más le ha llamado la atención a Little Steven estos días, la canción más chula de la semana. Son la banda de Georgia, The Buggles, quienes nos presentan What You Think We Are, como la canción más chula de la semana. Todo tuyo, Little.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now. Our coolest song of the world this week comes from Atlanta, Georgia, via the gentle slopes of Mount Washington, California. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, The Woggles.
Love it, me, oh, it takes you so far. Hello, this is Lou Adler, co-producer of the Monterey International Pop Festival in 1967. It was America's first pop music festival, and like Little Steven's Underground Garage, we featured the coolest bands playing the coolest songs ever recorded.
Why?
Because rock and roll is a prostitute. It should be tarted up, performed. The music is the mask, while I am my chiffon and taff. Well, part of the message.
Prince of the bigger man of fame.
Blow away dandelions.
soldiers, sailors, lie. Rich men, poor men, beautiful daughters, why? Dandelion, don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise. Tell me if she laughs or cries. Blow away dandelion. To play, bring your dandelions to blow away. Dandelion, don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise. Tell me if she laughs or cries. Blow away, dandelion.
Yeah.
We started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, What You Think We Are, from the Woggles. The album is Tally Ho, produced by Jim Diamond. Dan Hall and Craig Gates wrote that one. The Woggles being Dan Electro, Buzz Hagstrom, the Flesh Hammer, and the Professor, Mighty Manfred. You can pre-order that right now from wickedcoolrecords.com. Our coolest song in the world this week, What You Think We Are, The Woggles. And introduced at the Monterey Pop Festival, The Electric Flag, Mike Bloomfield's band after he left Paul Butterfield. Groovin' Is Easy, written by singer Nick Ravenites. They did the soundtrack for The Trip, and A Long Time Coming would be their real debut album that next year. Ravi Shankar's like only vocal. How groovy is that, huh? Panamana. The Rolling Stones had a very weird year, 1967, but managed to create some very cool records like Dandelion. Didn't go too far, but was cool nonetheless. In 1967 would have Jimi Hendrix Experience introduced to the world at Monterey. Love or Confusion from Are You Experienced, produced by Animals bass player Chaz Chandler, who discovered, if you will, Jimmy at the Café Wa, a few blocks from where we are speaking at this moment. Brian Jones would introduce Jimi Hendrix at Monterey, but as far as we can tell, his mic wasn't on. So on all those live things, you can barely hear him. All three gone now. Jimi Hendrix, Noel Redding, the bass player, and the amazing Mitch Mitchell, one of the greatest drummers ever, and worked very closely with Jimmy. Just heard recently that he wasn't getting royalties, which I hope is not true. You know, they worked out every single guitar lick, drum fill. The drums on those records were very much part of the composition, just as Keith Moon's drums were with The Who and Ginger Baker with Cream. We're at Monterey, baby. It is the summer of love, and we got some love left. Don't go nowhere.
Esto es Little Steven's Underground Garage. Volvemos en un segundo en Rock FM.
Somos Rock FM. We'll be right back.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del show de esta noche. Un buen plantel tuvo aquel Monterrey Pop Festival. Sin embargo, muchos grandes artistas no pudieron ir por diversos motivos. Un ejemplo fueron los Beach Boys, quienes se involucraron con el desarrollo inicial del festival y llegaron incluso a ser una de las grandes bandas confirmadas. Sin embargo, fallaron finalmente debido a una serie de catastróficas desdichas, pequeños inconvenientes que terminaron por bajarles del cartel. The Beatles fueron otros de los que se rumoreó podrían formar parte del cartel. Sin embargo, declinaron la oferta ya que dejó de ser atractivo para ellos actuar en directo porque eran incapaces de oír la música que interpretaban en directo. Bob Dylan también declinó la oferta debido a que aún estaba recuperándose de las heridas y lesiones que sufrió en un accidente de motocicleta. No sé si a nuestro pequeño Steven le viene alguna historia más. A ver qué nos cuenta. Dale, Little.
Everything changed in 1967. The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band was released 2 weeks before Monterey, and a new art form that was actually born in 65 was finally recognized. AM became FM, pop became rock, the 45 RPM single format became temporarily irrelevant, as did the whole top 40. From Monterey, June of 67, to Altamont, December 69, rock music became the mainstream, and maybe, for the only time in history, a mainstream with limitless artistic possibilities. Charles Gillette called it the new world of adult pop. Jan Wenner, reporting for Ramparts, still 5 months from publishing Rolling Stone, called it the Nexus. Everything before Monterey led to it. Everything after came from it. We here in the Underground Garage kind of dig both the structure, innocence, and exhilaration of pre-art form rock, while recognizing the value of any art form's ability to communicate in a very personal and meaningful way, be it joy, sadness, lust, catharsis, or exorcism. But primitive structure will always get the edge here, so please confine your personal and intelligent and emotional lyrics to 3 minutes or less.
I'm here to fulfill a function this particular time round, one which I revel in and glory in, that of introducing the next group, who are my favorites, because of long-standing friendships with individuals, as well as I like the music. I'd like you to welcome now, with a great big fat round of applause, my favorite group, the Buffalo Springfield.
Oh, hello, Mr. Soul. I dropped by to pick up a reason for the thought that I've caught at my head is the event of the season. Why in crowds just a trace of my face could seem so pop out to the change, but a stranger is putting the tease on. I was down on the frown when the messenger brought me a letter. I was raised by the praise of a fan who said I upset her. Strange, but don't change, and I let her. Thank you.
your plaster. Stick around while the clown who is sick does the trick of disaster. For the race of my head and my face is moving much faster. Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
Cement and aluminum bashed open their skulls and ate up their brains and imagination. Moloch, solitude, filth, ugliness, ash cans and unobtainable dollars, children screaming under stairways, boys sobbing in armies, old men weeping in the park. Moloch, Moloch, nightmare of Moloch.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, this is Peter Lewis from Moby Grape. You are listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
If you sing, make a trip in, I got you. Put your cat and come through.
Started that set with the very important Buffalo Springfield, their greatest album, Buffalo Springfield Again, their second. By the time they played Monterey, Neil Young had left and David Crosby took his place, which would be the beginning of Crosby, Stills and Nash and the end of the Byrds, as we knew it anyway. From their latest Psychedelic Sunrise, very appropriate for this show, Up and Down, Chesterfield Kings, Andy Babiuk and Greg Prevost writing and producing. The Bayonets with Like She Does, newly added to their Crash Boom Bang album. So go get it again. Get it from gemrecordings.com. Hello Goodbye would be the Beatles' third amazing single
of 67. No singles from Sgt. Pepper, by the way. Didn't need one, did they? Strawberry Fields, Penny Lane would be first. All You Need Is Love, Baby You're a Rich Man, second. And Hello Goodbye, I Am the Walrus. Rather extraordinary six songs. And yeah, I know, two Moby Grape songs in the same show, but who cares? Seeing from the amazing Skip Spence would end up on the third Moby Grape album, Moby Grape 69. The band pretty much over by then. But an extraordinary song to go out with there. It's summer. Go love somebody. You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostine. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to Andy Babuk's fabgear.com. Babuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Go back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Domingo más toca despedirse a las puertas del garage. Hemos celebrado los 50 años de uno de los grandes festivales de la historia de la música, aquel International Monterrey Pop Festival de 1967. Lo que me hubiese gustado estar ahí, seguro que a ti también. En fin, de todos modos, el domingo que viene volvemos a encontrarnos por aquí, si te apetece. Nos vemos en el Underground Garage de Little Steven a partir de las 10 de la noche el domingo que viene. Feliz semana, familia. Buenas noches, Little.